Assalamu alaikum, children. Today we're going to speak about someone very special. She is one of my favorite people. Her name was Asia. She was the wife of the Pharaoh of Egypt. The Pharaoh of Egypt was unfair, and his heart did not know kindness or mercy. He was not afraid to kill anyone who insulted him. He did not fear Allah. He called himself God of all Egyptians and forced them to worship him instead of Allah. Whoever did not obey Pharaoh was killed. His wife Asiya did not have any other solution except hiding her beliefs in Allah to save herself from Pharaoh's injustice. One of the fortune tellers had told Pharaoh that a baby will be born in Israel and will kill Pharaoh and end his ruling. The Pharaoh later told all his men to kill every single baby born within that year. Assalamu alaikum, children. Today we're going to speak about someone very special. She is one of my favorite people. But the man hesitated a little. There is something, sir. What is it? He said, Her Majesty wanted to keep this child. Pharaoh said, Then we'll discuss this at night. Asiya spent many hours waiting for Pharaoh to come back. As for the baby, he was crying due to the hunger. The queen had sent a guard to look for a woman to nurse the baby. When Pharaoh entered, he looked at the baby and felt sorry for him for a little. He said, I'm afraid. Our kingdom will be destroyed by his hands. Asiya said, He is a small baby. Pharaoh replied, But he will be older tomorrow. Asiya said, Bring him gold and burning coal and see what he is going to choose. Pharaoh said, It is an interesting idea. The child grabbed the burning coal and put it in his mouth. A few seconds later, he started shouting from pain. Asiya said, Can't you see, Pharaoh? He is innocent. Pharaoh did not answer. It seemed like he loved the baby. Asiya added, Who said he is from Israel? The baby was then accepted into the royal family. Asiya had wanted a child for a very long time, but the baby needed someone to nurse him. There was a young girl standing by the servants of the castle. She told them that there is a woman who is ready to nurse a baby until he gets bigger. They took the baby to her and he threw himself onto her. After many years, the baby grew very strong. Allah had sent him to guide Pharaoh to the true path and believe in Allah, but did not know kindness or mercy. He was not afraid to kill anyone who insulted him. The prophet replied, You are not a fair God. You have to believe in Allah as God and in me as a prophet. The anger of Pharaoh increased. Pharaoh had also known that Asiya was also hiding her beliefs. She wasn't scared of him and told him, And Allah presents an example of those who believed. The wife of Pharaoh, when she said, My Lord, build for me near you a house in paradise and save me from Pharaoh and his deeds and save me from the bad people. The Pharaoh didn't like this, so he killed her, and she went to heaven.
I hope, inshallah, you enjoyed that story. Good night.